96.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, the celebrity couple that announced their pregnancy was Blink-182.
No.
It was Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian over the weekend. A couple that I can't stand.
I mean,
I hate them both.
They have, I mean, to say they're in the PDA.
Oh, it's disgusting. And I don't like it where, like, he's so teeny tiny and she, it makes her look so much bigger than she actually is in real life. And they seem to come out of nowhere. It seemed to be one of those things that everybody should regret that we all did during COVID. You know, like all of it just seemed so
to me
weird.
They're like a more likable Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Marginally. But yeah. They're kind of, and yes, I recognize that Travis is one of the best drummers of all time. Yes,
what difference does that make?
I mean, talent plays something into it. I'm not sure what Kourtney Kardashian does ever, or if she's good at it, but I do recognize that. But I still don't really like Travis Barker. But I thought that their announcement was actually pretty awesome because it was at a Blink-182 show reenacting the moment from the All the Small Things music video where Kourtney holds up a sign that says, "Travis, I'm pregnant."
Hey Travis.
We got an announcement. Hey, Travis. We got an announcement that somebody's still works.
Hey, Travis.
Somebody's baby.
Someone's having a baby. I'm coming down. I need help.
I mean, I thought that was actually really funny and really cool that they
now
did
you know
it that,
that
way.
That is not... There's no way he didn't know she was pregnant.
Yeah, it was a bit for the show.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, it's funny too that they one of them, probably Tom, even said like that somebody's blank still works because neither of them are young.
They're not old, but they're past general childbearing. Like she's 44.
I'm happy for them.
They really struggled to get pregnant.
That's what my wife told me.
Yeah,
yeah. So good. I'm happy for them. But it did make me think, like, what is the creative way that you told somebody that you were pregnant? You know, what's funny is I don't remember how my wife told me about any of the kids that we have, except for Phoebe.
Phoebe's the only one that I remember.
Yeah.
Where she gave you, you guys went to lunch,
mm-hmm.
and she gave you a box, right?
A little silver box. I still have it.
And in the box was a post-it.
That says, "We're having a baby."
Yeah.
And I remember the booth we sat at. It was at Jack's Urban Eats. Yep, at the Fountains. And I remember it. But it wasn't like, she didn't do anything that was funny. She didn't do anything super creative. But I remember that one. Did you? I mean, with any of your four kids?
No.
You didn't. How did you tell your husband that you were pregnant?
So with Abby, I kept saying, "I think I'm pregnant." He kept saying, "No, you're not."
To be fair, Katie finds out that she's pregnant. Probably 5 minutes after sex is done.
I knew I was pregnant with Abby the day after we conceived her. That was his first kid. So his reaction for that one was when I finally took a pregnancy test and it was positive, he was like over the moon. Audrey couldn't have been less affected by the fact when I finally took a positive pregnancy test. But again, it's because I had kept saying, I'm pregnant. But I was taking negative tests.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm pregnant before a test will even tell me I'm pregnant.
Right.
And then with Morgan, obviously, we had struggled to get pregnant. So once we finally got pregnant with her, it was relief more than anything.
But we put this up on Facebook, and some Wake Up Call listeners had some really funny, creative ways that they told somebody that they were pregnant.
Yeah. Melissa said that I had been customizing a book about their lives.
That's cool.
And so she made the pregnancy announcement the last page in the book.
That's awesome.
That's super cute.
That's great.
Emily said he needed new shoes for work, so I got him some and put the test inside the box for him to find. Asked him to make sure that they were the right ones, and he opened it up and he saw the test. That's cute. Savannah said, I told him to close his eyes and gave him a baby bottle pop, sugar daddy, and crybaby candies. The cutest one was from Serena. Now, this was not for her husband, but for her mother-in-law. They invited her over for dinner, and everything was quote-unquote baby-themed. So they had baby carrots, baby back ribs, baby potatoes, etc.
That is so funny.
That's creative.
That's the best one that we got.
A lot of people were like, and I gave him a onesie. And it's like,
no, that's not creative.
I mean, it's still better than anything I did.
Well, yeah, I always like the ones where people just leave a pregnancy test for somebody to find around the house. Like,
and then wait for that person to call?
Yeah, like it's some sort of prank. Like there was one that I saw from a wake-up call listener that left it just on the back of the toilet.
Yeah.
And like, how funny would it be if you did that?
And he didn't notice.
Guys are dumb.
That's what I would have expected.
Be like, are you diabetic now? Like, I don't know what this thing is on the back of the... I think your blood sugar's too low. Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.